What's going on, Anchor? It's your boy, JSLA. So I just finished the Business with Bordeaux podcast. It went really well, at least I think so. I mean, we had some technical difficulties, right? So the way like my setup is like I have an office in the basement, right? And so my computer's hooked up to the Wi-Fi. It's a new computer. I got a little Chromebook, so I don't know if it's my Wi-Fi or if it's the Chromebook, but we had some problems with the video originally. Originally, my idea was to have a video interview because I thought that would be great for his channel to have visuals for the interviews. But we had to abandon that real quick just because there were so many problems with that. And then we switched over to a voice call, but that seemed to have problems as well. So then I picked up the interview on my phone because I was doing it on a laptop. I picked it up on my phone and I went upstairs. We had a little bit of trouble, but once I found a spot in the house where I got good reception, it was pretty much smooth sailing from there, which is really weird because the first interview that we did, there was like no problem whatsoever. You know what I mean? Like it was like clockwork. It was really cool. So we covered a lot of different topics, everything from branding to, you know, the different types of content for social media. We covered a couple of my favorites. It wasn't really much of an extensive list, but I think there was still value there. We covered so many different topics. It's just crazy that we were able to do that with all the technical difficulties and, you know, everything else. The really cool part, though, is that, after we hung up, after we had that conversation, the interview, we had this really great conversation. It was like an hour-long conversation, which is, you know, really crazy. He's a really cool dude, so definitely follow him on social media. Jason Bordeaux, Business with Bordeaux. Shout out to Voss Cornerstone for actually hooking it up. He's actually the one who told me to do the interview. I actually didn't want to do an interview, but Voss was like, "Nah, you know, you should do this interview. I think you have a lot of great information that you could share with people." And for those who don't know me, like, I'm an introvert, right? Like, I mean, if I know you and you know what I mean, and you know, I'll open up and whatnot. But for the most part, like, I don't even like leaving the house. You know what I mean? I don't like meeting people. It's like, I can't meet people if I stay in the house, right? I don't like leaving the house. I like being at home, you know? So I didn't really want to do it. And then, but he convinced me or whatever. And I did it. And actually, I think he said I'm like one of the top five podcasts that he's done as far as like numbers are concerned, right? The cool part for me, though, was like people were retweeting it. People were quoting me. You know what I mean? And for me, like, I'm really self-conscious. You know what I mean? As far as like I speak, like I always say, you know what I'm saying? All things that you're not supposed to do when you do speeches or you know, do any type of public speaking, whatever. You know what I mean? So to have people like quote me and not so much in the quoting, but that they found value, you know, and something that I said, that it was helpful to them and it helped out their brand and their social media, stuff like that. Like, to me, man, that was gold. So again, shout out to Voss Cornerstone for Grow the Heck Up. Shout out to Jason Bordeaux. Definitely give them a follow. And I'll keep you guys posted on what's up next. I really got to do a lot of different stuff today. I got to post on my social media. I got to do some video editing. That's long overdue. I kind of been avoiding it. I love editing, but when you got so much editing to do, you know, it just becomes like this task that I don't want to do. So I'm going to force myself to do it today. I'm about to have my second cup of coffee and knock this joint out.